Oh no. Are you looking at the Monster Girl channel again? All that type of TV's gonna rot your brain at some point. You know that, right? What are they showcasing this time? Oh, wait, let me guess. It's another cat girl, isn't it? Because everyone loves these fluffy, pretty cat girls. Ugh. I swear they have no love for anything that's not fluffy. Oh, you think I'm overreacting? Ugh, then tell me, when was the last time you saw a girl like me on a channel like that? I'll wait. Tell me exactly when. Yeah, you've never seen someone like me on there before, because they're too busy going for the more popular ones. It was not a dragon or a cat girl. Maybe a wolf. Maybe a lamia. But not an octopus like me. Not the slime girls. Not the more mystical creatures. It's so unfair. Oh, really now? They're showing a lamia? Then I guess I'm being too judgy. What are they showing exactly? Really? I love squeezing techniques. Maybe I'll learn something new. Come on, let me see. What exactly is she doing? Come on now, wait a second. I know this just started, but her technique is all wrong. You don't start squeezing a person from there. Well, I guess maybe it's different for lamias, but in my case, No. This is all wrong. Baby, is this what you were tuning in for? Specifically to see this? Alright. So, let me tell you why you should turn off the TV. If you want to get squeezed, and I mean really squeezed, why not talk to the tentacle monster girl that you live with? I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer, don't you think? But if I had to take a guess, I would assume that you're not really using your brain when you're watching these type of programs, are you? You're just being perverted. Oh, don't try to play dumb, okay? I know your twisted fantasies. And I do mean that quite literally. You want to be twisted up like a pretzel, don't you? Or better yet, in this case, having a snake coil up around you. I guess that's a form of twisting. Why didn't you just ask me? I'm readily available, and you've heard me complaining about how I've missed using my tentacles for things other than your practical human uses. It's always, hey, can you pick up that thing all the way across the room? And it's never, hey, can you, like, I don't know, something friendly like choking you, for example. Come on, you're kind of edging me at this point. Oh, wait a minute. Is this your tactic? Is this your way of teasing me? Trying to really get under my skin? Oh, don't play dumb. I keep seeing these signs and these hints, and I think, oh, I'm going crazy. I'm just overthinking. There's no way that this fragile little human wants me to use them like a rag doll. And yet, when you start seeing shows like this, and I've also seen a correlation with that, it makes me start to think, oh, maybe I'm not going crazy. So, you were watching the lamia and watching her squeeze her victim, right? That's what you wanted to see. Well, let me let you in on a little secret. I can squeeze you tighter, far tighter than what she can do. And she only has her tail. I have multiple tentacles at my disposal. Now, don't take this into a lewd way, you freak. All I want to do is squeeze you, just to see if I still have the strength to do it. A creature like myself not using their tentacles in an aggressive way, it's just a crime. If you get something interesting out of the deal, it makes no difference to me. I just need someone's body to play with. And congratulations, it's gonna be yours. Oh, I mean, come on. You've basically offered your body. Oh, right. Humans do things a little differently when it comes to that. All right. Do you consent? Yes or no? Well, that was quick. Don't have to be so eager. Were you just pretending to put on a fight? And it was a really pathetic one at that. You're just trying to be a little bratty, huh? See, that's good. Continue to be that way. All it does is give me even more reason, want, and desire to squeeze you. Here we go. There's always conditions to this. Go on, tell me. Oh, you are such a worrywart. I won't squeeze the life out of you, and I won't squeeze you enough to break your spine. I promise. You're no fun. But are you happy now? Good. Now come here. I've been waiting a long time for this. If I were you, I would not tense up. Just relax and let it happen. Feel as my tentacles wrap around your arms and your legs, your neck, your torso, and lift you up effortlessly. First, I need to tighten myself around your arms and legs to the point where you can't budge. No movement whatsoever. I don't like when my prey squirms. You think I would, but it's just not for me. I like when my prey accepts their fate. It's a very nice feeling. I don't think you'll ever understand. And I don't want you to. I'll get to experience it for the both of us. Just like you get to experience how it is to be prey. A feeling that I will never understand. There we go. Can you move? I can feel that you're trying, and you're ultimately failing. Good, good. Next, to tighten the tentacles around your neck. Not too much. I promise, not too much. I don't want to break you, and I don't want you to choke completely. Just enough to let your body understand the situation that it's in. Yeah, there we go. That feels really nice now, doesn't it? I bet. Now you see, this is something I bet they wouldn't show you on TV. This is the technique to make you truly submissive and truly unable to fight back. This is how you get your prey exactly how you want it. And now, for the moment you've been waiting for, the squeezing. I will now begin to tighten the tentacle right around your waist. And let it move upward, past your belly, around your rib cage, and it will keep circling up and up. We'll stop right there. Good, good. Now I'll begin to squeeze. I'll squeeze until you tell me to stop. Sounds fair. Oh, no. You think you won't be able to tell me that you want me to stop? Well, that's not good. What a predicament. Whatever shall we do about this? I'll bring you closer to me. See? Now we're face to face. This is what we'll do. If I start to see your eyes flutter, and it looks like you're having a hard time staying awake, I will stop. But not a moment before. Understand me? Good. Let's begin the tightening. Nice and easy. Just enough to make you realize that what is happening is truly reality. It's not your imagination. It's not a daydream. This is real. This is what you always wanted, right? Tell me the truth. You've wanted this for a long time. I would even wager that you've been wanting this since the day we've met. Yes, this has turned into an interrogation. I'm going to have fun with this. I'm increasing the tightness now. You don't have to be shy with me. I've been imagining this moment too. What it would be like to get you within my tentacles. And squeeze and squeeze. Tighter and tighter. And seeing your reaction to it. Would you be the type of person that hates it? Or the type of person that loves it? And it looks like you're really enjoying yourself right now. You have that stupid smile on your face. It's hard to say that you hate this when you have a big, wide smile plastered on your face. It would be as if I said I hate you, and that I hate what I'm doing to you. That would be a complete and utter lie. If I had to put this in wholesome terms, this must be like the ultimate hug for you. I know. There are other emotions coursing through you, and you'll get to explore them at some point. But for now, just focus on the feeling. Increasing tightness. I'm curious. Request anything special? Well, I didn't expect you to say something like that. Let's see. How about you take me on a date first, and we see what happens. Okay? How bold of you. I'm impressed. I'm shocked. And it takes a lot to shock me. Good job. What an interesting idea, though. I wonder how you came up with that. Anime? It's always anime, isn't it? I shouldn't be shocked anymore. And I'm not. And just because of that, increasing tightness.